Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is Watchman on the Wall. This is LG Bizarre up here in Warren, Ohio. We're coming to you with the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're coming to you as Watchman on the Wall, looking and hoping and expecting very soon the return of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Elder Bizarre in Warren, Ohio. I'm going on down there to Block Talk Radio in Atlanta, Georgia. And I got Brother Tim Jackson over there in Dallas, Texas. He's going to be on with me tonight. Amen. I appreciate the brother. Amen. Coming on with me to explain the end time ministry, And we're going to explain to you the burial, death, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We want to explain to you from the Word of God who Jesus Christ is. He is the Son of God. He is God in the flesh. And he came down here 2,000 years ago. And that's a long time compared to my age. I only been on the planet 77 years. And Jesus Christ died 2,000 years ago. And guess what? Amen. He still lives. He got up on the third day morning with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And he's the same yesterday, the same today, the same forevermore. And we're here to let you know he's soon to return to this earth. And there's some events that's going to happen. Amen. Before he comes back. And me and Brother Tim here is here in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're not here on our own. The Lord provide us a way that we can get the gospel out. Amen. Because we realize today that many of the churches around the nations and around the world is not really bringing it out that Jesus Christ is soon to come. Not only is he soon to come, but he died. And a lot of churches are not telling the folks that he died, let alone telling them that he's coming back again to get a church and it's going to be without a spot or a wrinkle. And before I get into anything, before I get to anything, I'm going to hand it over to Brother Tim because he's got a subject there about the worldly system, Babylon. Babylon is the worldly system, and I'm going to let him go with it. Amen. And then he's going to give it back to me after he gets his. But before we give it to him, amen, I'm going to have prayer, and then I'm going to turn it over to Brother Tim, and then he's going to go ahead and do what he got to do to explain to you the Word of God. That's what he's coming from. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now, giving you the honor and the glory. And Lord, we ask you right now, whatever you have us to say through your word, only through your word and through your Holy Spirit. Lord, we are not just making this up. You have given us this word, the word of God, the 66 books in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is already written. And what Jesus said, what's written is written. And so we are not going to go to no other book but the word of God. We may go to some dictionaries, and we'll go to the Botanica, World Botanica, and we'll go to Botanica. We'll probably maybe come out a little commentary a little bit, but mainly we're coming out of the Word of God through the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit is God himself, the Holy Ghost. So at this time, we're going to go into prayer. Then Brother Tim going to come on with and see what the Lord has laid on his heart and on his mind to tell us what's going to happen in these last days. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy. We ask you right now, use our lips of clay. Let us hide behind the cross of Christ, because we know there is no other name given under heaven whereby man can be saved. No other way that a man can be saved, in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke Satan right now, because he's trying to hinder the gospel from getting preached. But it's going to be preached. Make no difference what he tried to do. The gospel is going to be preached. And those that hear it, we warn you that, Lord, that you listen to the word of God and get some understanding on what's getting ready to happen in these last and evil days. And we ask you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Tim, hit it. Okay, Brother Tim, you can go ahead and do what you got to do. Praise God. Brother Tim.
Amen. Doctor, can you hear me?
Amen, Doc. I got you.
All right. Amen. Hey, man, I do apologize for that. Amen. I got kicked
That's
off,
okay.
But amen.
All right. That's
amen.
Okay.
Nonetheless, amen. We're here. Amen. What I thought I was saying on the air, amen, is that I'm grateful to be here, grateful for this opportunity. Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and jump right on in. Amen, because we've lost a few minutes. Amen. Time is of the essence. Amen. So, amen. I don't know
amen,
if a lot of people
brother.
Are paying attention. Amen. But we definitely want to acknowledge the future of Babylon. And we want to acknowledge that some things that are going on in the world. Amen. There are people, a lot of people reporting demonic alien sightings. Amen. So
yeah.
This is true.
Yeah.
And now you begin to have more people who are prominent, people who are wealthy are beginning to say this. People who are heads of countries are beginning to speak on this, that some believe that the aliens are here, which we've known that really they've been here throughout the ages. They've always visited throughout the ages. But there is an invasion, a demonic invasion that's coming to this planet soon. Again, as the church and as the children of the Most High God, if you believe, you don't even have to worry about these things. Amen. A lot of people don't want to talk about these types of things in church because they feel like it has no place in the church, and they feel like it has absolutely nothing to do with the word. But amen, if you do further study and research, you actually come to find out that it has everything to do with what goes on in our economy. Amen. They affect our economy. Amen. We talked about the future of Babylon yesterday, and that's what we're going to jump right back into. Amen. Because these things are controlled by Lucifer, and he has his demons coming to check up on these types of things to make sure everything is going, amen, as planned. Amen.
Now,
and a lot of people are not aware how much the Pope, amen, yes, I said it.
Oh, my God, yes, sir.
Pope,
yes, sir.
Amen. Papal worship
amen.
Has to do with our end time events. Amen.
Yes,
very
it does,
satanic. Amen. Witchcraft. Amen. Witchery. Warlocks. All kind of evil satanic things. They have their hand in this. Amen. The one world religion is about to kick off. Amen. So Babylon will be built up to be a world commercial and political center. This is happening right now as we speak. This is no
right
joke.
Now.
Amen. You know,
no,
I hear reports of banks. Amen. I hear reports of banks shutting down. Right now, Biden and them are trying to pass a bill that's going to enable them to print out money as much as they want. This is just crazy to me that these types of things are happening in our world. Amen. The Arabic world, amen, is going to also play a role. Amen. Because we know the Middle East is where ancient Babylon was once located. The empire, the Babylonian Empire, is what we call the Middle East. Amen. So we know that that's going to happen pretty soon. So we're going to go ahead and take a look at Revelation, the 18th chapter. I'm going to touch on Revelation, the 17th chapter, just a little bit, because in Revelation 18, we know that a mighty angel is going to cast a great millstone into the sea. Amen. And with violence, that great city of Babylon shall be thrown down. Amen. It's going to be knocked. It's going to be ended. It shall be no more. In fact, let me go ahead and read the scripture. Amen. Revelation, the 18th chapter. Let me run over there real quick. Amen. And amen. I want to share another verse with you, but let me read this real quick. Revelation, the 18th chapter. I believe it's verse 21. Let me get over there real quick. Amen. Revelation, the 18th chapter, verse 21. This is what it says. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. Amen. Watch this. I'm going to read this. Amen. It says, and the voice of harpers and musicians and pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. No craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Lord have mercy. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Amen. Now, most people want to direct this towards the United States. Amen. Now, don't get me wrong. I can understand why they would point to the U.S. and Europe first. Amen. Don't get me wrong. Amen. But you have to understand, we have to follow, amen, where Babylon came from. Babylon was started by Nimrod, and actually it was forefounded by his father, his dad, Cush. He started.
All right.
Nimrod took it to a whole nother level, amen. And what he did, he started all these satanic religions, all these false religions, every religion that you could think of on this earth that does not serve the Almighty God. Now, remember, the God of Israel is the only one and true God. Everything else is a false religion. Amen. I don't care if they use the Bible and teach from the Bible, because you have a lot of false religions that use the Bible. Man, it's like, and if you not learn, amen, come on, doctor. If you not learn, if you don't study your word, you could be deceived. Amen. And that's what we have to do. That's what the scripture is saying. Come out from among her. Amen. Because once this Babylon is destroyed, amen, you're going to have to come out. And that's what's wrong with people in the church now. They're so deceived by the Babylonian system. Now, we talked about how Babylon, the Babylonian Empire, is no more, but it's the Babylonian system, which was established by Nimrod, is still in existence today. And when we talk about the system, I'm going to give you an example. Amen. What's so funny about this, doctor, I got to say this. I talked to a gentleman today, amen, and he told me about how he works with this organization to help prevent sex trafficking. They actually have people who attempt to save young girls, and something that he was saying, I didn't understand it, but he said you have to pay people. I don't know if they have to buy the girls freedom. I don't know what's going on, but he said that they do stuff to help get the girls off the street and basically get them out of a sex trap, try to get them back to their homes. And he was saying to me how evil and how this system is set up. He said, man, this stuff is so steep deep. And I said, yeah, I know it is. He said, it's so deep. This man was 83 years old. He was telling me about this. He was saying how there's a team of people who try to fight against sex trafficking. They try to help homeless women around the country. This is a good ministry, a good thing that they're doing. His son is in ministry. And I was just thinking about what we had talked about yesterday, and that was just amazing to me, because I use that example of sex trafficking to let you know how the Babylonian system works. So the way the system works, you have economy, you have religion in the center, and then you have politics, your government, amen? So in order for all these things to function, amen, it has to be centered around, it has to be, you have religion in the middle. But what the devil does, he presents himself as an angel of light, like he's innocent.
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, behind closed doors, they are, all the world governments are in on this sex trafficking thing. He told me about how so many teenage girls are being missing. He said they're taking boys. He was telling me, he said that he said to be careful. And I've been saying this for about a year, and I know you've been talking about it, Doctor. Be careful, especially during the holiday season. A lot of these women like to go out and go shopping. Amen. You know, sometimes as men, we like to stay behind. He told me a story about this man whose wife and daughter, these guys attempted to kidnap them, had them. He said, and the men, because they saw it, they fired some shots, warning shots, and they let the girl and the woman go. And the man told him, he said, man, if they would have took my kids, and my wife, my kids, that's all I have. I only got one child and my wife. If they would have took my kids, the man actually said he would have took his life. Because he said, that's all I got in the world, my wife and my baby. And I said, Lord have mercy. This evil, this country is so wrapped in this evil. This is thousands and thousands of years. They've been doing sex trafficking for thousands of years. They've been kidnapping little girls and boys and doing what they want to for thousands of years. Amen. This is nothing new. The stuff that that happened in children homes and these kids that are being killed that are under CPS, which is the Child Protective Service Agency's care. It is ridiculous. They are hiding so much sex and molestation that's happening under the nose of the CPS. They know they're giving these children to people who are not able to pass, but there are so many kids that they are just letting anybody keep these kids, and these kids are ending up dead or harmed even more than what they were when they was with their original parents, and it's sad. And the governmental system know that this is going on. It's happening. It's a big deal in Africa. The African governments see it happening. They're just allowing it to happen. I'm showing you and teaching you, amen, how this satanic Luciferian system works. We're talking about a Babylonian system that's an ancient system that every government on the face of the planet, that's every president, that's every king or queen, whatever they want to call themselves, every country around the world is involved in it. This has been happening for thousands of years. Let me read you the scripture over in Revelation, the 17th chapter, verse 1. Let me read to you what it says, if I got a little time. Amen. It says, Amen. It says, and there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore. I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to finish out with verse 1, but I'm going to stop right there. He said, I'm going to show you the judgment of the great whore. Who is the great whore? The great whore.
Come on.
We talked about the Babylonian system. What is it? It is the religion, and you have economics, and you have government around it. But in the center is this Luciferian, satanic religious system. It is not of God. And I'm going to use the Nation of Islam. I'm going to use, the Mormons. And I'm going to use organization, the Jehovah Witnesses. I'm going to use those three religious organizations to paint a picture. I'm trying to teach you what's going on so your eyes can be open to what's going on, that these people are not of God. They always want to say they're a part of God, they're part of the king. They are not. You do your study and your research, and you'll find these organizations have nothing to do with God, but they are disguised as an angel of light. They're using Lucifer's tactics to present themselves to the world. There are so many people who are, they say, that are going into Islam and they're joining it. Man, that is a satanic cult. You could believe it. I don't care who don't like it. I don't care who don't want to hear it. I don't care who disagrees. I don't care how clean they dress and how clean they. I don't care about them not eating pork. Man, that is a satanic, devil-worshipping cult that they are in. Amen. It's sad that millions of our people have joined that but left the church believing that that's the path to God, and it is not. Satan has so many people lined up. They just going into hell. They just lined up, going into perdition. Amen. Amen. But this is how Satan does it. He does it with his religious system and with his fraternal organ, with his fraternal organizations like the Masons. You got fraternities for all over the country in these colleges. You got sororities all over the country. And these are brotherhoods. And this is why they allow these types of things to pass under the radar. You got governments allow billions of dollars in drug trafficking to come into the community, into the poor communities, and affect the people. They know that these things are happening. This is your great whore system, the Babylonian system. And it says in verse 5, let me finish reading verse 1. It says, that sitteth upon many waters. Well, how can the whore sit upon many waters? Because most people want to say America is Babylon. America is not the Babylon that the Bible is talking about. This is a system that was created over 5,000 years ago, and they're using that same economics, religion, government system from thousands. There ain't nothing changed. They say ain't no need to change it. It works. They like the old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
It works. This system works. They're still using this system to sex traffic little girls and girls. Their prostitution is huge. They say prostitution brings in billions of dollars. You think the government ain't got their hand in on that money? Drug trafficking brings in billions of dollars. How do you think that some of this stuff is able to be financed? They use some of that money to that's why Reagan did what he did with South America. They use some of that money. It is a sad thing what's going on in our country and what's going on in our world. And most people are naive, especially in the church. People ought to be ashamed of themselves to turn a blind eye like this type of thing is not happening. But I want to show you that the great whore sitteth upon many waters. They all serve who? Satan. They serve Satan.
Hey.
Right? Amen. That's who they serve. They serve the devil. Yeah. Now watch this. Verse 5 says, watch this what it says, and you can read verses 2 through 4, but I'm just going to read verse 5. And I got some more scripture to go to, but right now I want to read verse 5. It says, and upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great. That's why it's a mystery. It says, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. You have to do some studying about ancient history to find out the mystery of the mystery Babylon, because it's not America, it's not Europe, it's not Russia, and it's not China. It's all the governments of the world. And this is why I say that the whore that sitteth upon many waters, meaning that they are all in cahoots. They are all in it together. They are in a brotherhood, Luciferian, satanic brotherhood. They are all in it together. Amen.
Yes,
amen. And that's why it says in verse 22, what I read, the amen, that the pipers, the trumpeters, all of them, amen, they're going to be mourning. They're going to be mourning. They're not going to be heard anymore. Amen. Mm-hmm. I'm going to come back and read to you. I'm going to call attention. I'm about to turn over to the brother. But I'm about to call your attention over to the book of Isaiah. And I want to go over to Isaiah, the 13th chapter. Now, before I get deep in this, I'm going to read verse 19. But I'm going to come back and finish up with verses 20 through 22. Amen. So let me read verse Isaiah, the 13th chapter. We're going to get verse 19. We're just going to start there. Amen. 19. I may read some more verses, but I'm going to start verse 19. It says, and Babylon, the glory of kingdoms. You see that? The beauty of the Chaldees' excellency shall be as when God overthrew, Lord have mercy, Sodom and Gomorrah. See, this system that they got, it works. Like I said, it works smooth. Man, they have got the world food. And that's what I mean by smooth. It got the world food. They is doing all this dirty, evil stuff, and they got you thinking that, oh, see, that guy out there is selling drugs. Well, how do you think mafias and cartels are able to exist. If the government powers with their military, with all their technology, want to shut down those evil organizations, they can shut them down overnight. Every last single one of them. But the reason that they allow them to go on, because why? The government system is using their money. Hear me good. The government system is using their money to fund the things that of the world to carry out Satan's plan. They are also using the churches. Oh, man, look at here. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying. All of these parts of the Babylonian system brings in what? Money. Billions and trillions of dollars. You got the economy, which is your businesses, your big banks. How you think slavery was funded? People are so naive. I told people, I said, y'all crazy to believe that some poor people from Europe actually came over to America on a ship. How are poor people going to have money to travel 3 months with food and water? No, that was the government system that funded that. That's how they fund their evil, is through the businesses, the corporations, the banks, your billionaires, your entrepreneurs are all in it. That's why they have a fraternal brotherhood and a sorority sisterhood. That's how they fund it. You got your churches, a lot of your mega churches. That's why they bring in billions of dollars, millions of dollars. And that's why, and I'm not going to say the church name, but you already know the church name. There's a church in the metro. Every Sunday they got to have armored trucks to take that cash out of the church to the bank. Now, would you really trust the bank with millions of dollars every Sunday? How do you know they're not going to rip you off? Amen. I'm just being for real. And where's that money going if the churches are making millions of dollars per Sunday? Why do we have poverty in our country? Why do we not have more job opportunities from all this money? You got your government system. They're bringing in drugs. They got prostitution is huge. They're taking young girls. A gentleman even told me this today. He said they're taking young teenage girls. Ed Bazaar, the Watchman on the Wall, said it yesterday. He said they're using teenage girls for the satanic pleasure. And this is what the man told me today. This is exactly what he said. He said what they usually do, he said they got a drug. And y'all be careful. This is what he said. He said what they do is they got a drug. He said what they'll do is they'll put $100 bill around the door. Now, I don't know what this is supposed to do, but he said that the money has drugs on it. So when you touch that $100 bill, for whatever reason you want to touch $100 bill wrapped around the door, they are watching you. He said, don't think that people not watching. They are watching. When they kidnap people, they've been watching you. And he said, what they do is they drug you, and that drug caused you to be disoriented. And that's how they snatch you up and take you out. He said, they're not only taking little girls, they're taking grown women, married women. So he said, you better be careful.
Yeah.
He said, after they use you, he said, they girls usually don't last no more than 2 years. He said, that's why they keep on. Because it's like a form system. They're constantly kidnapping girls and putting them in the system, making them get out there and prostitute, because they kill off the girls that they've already been taken. So more than likely, you say after 2 years, if you ain't seen her in the prison, it's a possibility that person is dead. I said, Lord, have mercy.
No.
How evil and wicked of a system in the world that we live in. Amen. You better know what you live in. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to turn over to the brother. I'm going to come back and finish the other script. But the government system that's used, they are in on this. See, I heard this years ago, because the people be talking about how the Arabics are sex trafficking girls out of Africa and even out of America. They want American women to go to Europe, to go to the Arabic countries. And they said that the American government is aware. They already know. That's because they all are in a satanic brotherhood. This is how this is able to go on, because your world governments and officials, they are part of it. Go ahead, Doctor.
Lord,
take it away.
Man, this is behind Satan's plan to destroy the human race. He's doing it in every aspect. He's doing it through the false church is invading the true church, and the true church won't stand up against all this stuff, and so he's infiltrate the true church. And there's a lot of people in the church that really don't know Jesus Christ, and they are going to accept this one world church system that the brother and the Word of God is talking about, because this has been a long time process of the Luciferians, of the demonic demons, because it was instituted on top of Mount Hermon. Woo, back there when they tell me 200 angels in the book of Enoch, 200 angels came down from heaven, and they had a plot to do one thing, to pollute the human race so Jesus Christ would never be able to come down in a corrupt race. And so what they did, they had cohabitation with the human race. And it didn't make no difference how old the daughters of men were, because in that day they was living up to 900 years, 800 years, 700 years, 600 years, and they was what? Cohabitating with the human race. And they produced a class of people called Nephilims. Nephilims, in other words, half man and half angelic progenitors. Ooh, they came out to be demons. They were corrupt human race, and God did not accept that kind of cohabitation because he made male and female. A lot of people say, this year homosexual just started up, but this homosexual is way back there in the time of the flood. Amen. Men were going with men, with women. These fallen angels having cohabitated with animals, sea creatures, they were eating, they end up eating, my God, they would end up eating part of the human race because they turned against the human race because of the demonic demon infested. Oh, you talking about infested. The days of Noah was infested with these demons. And these demons, were coming down out of heaven, They were coming down out of the heaven, and they was having sex with the human race. And that human race got so bad. It got so bad. Why? Because they were doing the same thing that they're doing today. They was taking young women, young men. They was using animals.
Come on,
they was using creatures. And even today in the laboratory, the demonic spirits are in the laboratory trying to crossbreed animals with the human race, and they're producing hybrids. They're producing wicked creatures, and the devil wants to be like God. He cannot procreate anything that will be satisfying to God because he's a corrupt, fallen, Luciferian, demonic cherubim angels, and he took one third of the heavenly host from heaven and cast them to the earth. And now Satan is trying to do the same thing he tried to do in heaven, because he wanted to dethrone God Almighty and become a corrupt God, because that was going to happen. And so what you got now is the brother trying to tell us. He's trying to tell us, and I'm going to tell you, what generation are we living in now? We're living in the last, the last generation. When did this generation start? The generation started in 1948. 1948 was a big year. From 1948 to 1957 was a big year, because that was the decade in which, number one, Israel became a nation for the first time. Over the period of 2,600 years. And the Bible tells me Jesus Christ will come in this generation, because this is the last generation, because the fig leaf budded in 1948, May the 14th, 1948, Israel became a nation. And Jesus said, the prophet said, that before Christ come, Israel will be restored back in their land. And guess what? The Jews are back in their land, and they're getting ready for the return of, not the return, but they're getting ready for the Antichrist to come. All right? Another thing happened in 1948. The World Council of Churches, the WCC, the World Council of Churches, revival of the world church, which was torn down in the 11th chapter of Genesis when Nimrod and his son Cush tried to bring the world together under one religious organization. And they got so bold that they started to build a tower. And they were going up and around and up and around. And they got so high, because the higher they get, the more they can get information from the fallen spirits that round rules in second heaven. And by them ruling in first and second heaven, they had a kingdom in the clouds. Satan has a kingdom, and he's the prince power of the air. And let me tell you, he has UFOs. He has aliens. He has wicked demons that's able to appear and disappear. They're able to what? They're able to incarnate themselves as some kind of a figurative green little monster, because let me tell you, they have the organization, they have the equipment, they have the technology, they have things to fly in the air without a resistance of Earth's gravity. They're able to disappear and reappear. They're able to have a light. And people have seen them at night, these lights that will come on and disappear. Well, these are demon aliens. These are wicked spirits. And they're getting ready to what? Invade the earth. And they're under the influence of the devil. And the church is standing around playing tic-tac-toe. They're playing bingo. They have a little short prayer meeting. They have a little short Bible study. And they have idea what's getting ready to happen in the last generation. And this generation will end. Now, listen to me now. This generation will end in 2030. 2030, this generation will come to a close. In order for it to come to a close, good God Almighty, there has to be a seven-year tribulation. A seven-year tribulation is on its way. We are so close that I can't express to you how close we are. We are so close, more than the skin on your body, more than the blood running through your veins, more than anybody that can explain to you that this same old wicked fallen Luciferian angels, and is worldwide. There's Luciferians in the United States. There's Luciferians in the government. There's Luciferians walking through the church. They call themselves secret society. And there's different secret societies that's under the influence of satanic power, because these people do not preach. They do not live. They do not proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. They deny. They reject the blood of Jesus Christ. They reject that Jesus Christ is God Almighty. They reject that he died and rose again, but yet still they use the name of Jesus as being religiously. Yeah, there's more religions going to hell than you can shake a stick at. Because religion has no relationship with God. The only thing that we have relationship is through salvation of Jesus Christ. Because Christianity is not a religion. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. Christianity is a relationship, a divine relationship, a spiritual relationship, a relationship that we teach, we preach, we proclaim that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, that he died and rose again, and he's coming back in the last generation, and now we're living in the last generation. Why do you think the Roman Catholic Church has had so many people? Because let me tell you, they have committed a spiritual fornication. Listen to what I'm saying. A spiritual fornication with the world demigods, the world idolatry. They have committed adultery. Why? Because they proclaim that Jesus Christ died on the cross, and they don't even believe it. They just have a picture of it. They just talk about it. But the Pope, let me tell you, the Pope has really actually had a relationship and communication with demons. They have talked with these things. They got a microscope. They got a telescope on, I forgot what mountain it was on, but they got a high-power telescope, and they have reached out into outer space and got in contact with these alien beings, and they have made movies. Oh, my God. Look or hear what I'm trying to tell you.
Yes.
They have made movies of the activity in the clouds, in the first and second heaven, because that's where the prince of power is. That's where the devil's at right now. Oh, yeah. He know where hell at. He know he's going to hell, and that's his home. Amen. But right now, he's the prince power of the air, and he rules in what? The children of disobedience. Disobedience what? Disobedience to the gospel. Because when John the Baptist came through the wilderness, he did not preach about a limousine. He did not preach about an airplane. He didn't preach about money. He didn't preach about how well you look. He didn't preach about how educated he was. He told the Jews. He told the ones that Jesus Christ, he told the people to repent, turn from your evil, wicked ways. Talking to the Jews now.
Come on.
Talking to the Jews. And the Jews say, repent of what? We are your chosen people. You call us to what? To bring the Messiah into the world. Although God said, I called you to bring the Messiah into the world, you have turned against me and you have committed a spiritual fornication because you don't took up on yourself other God. And don't you know, there's over 3,000. Listen to me. Listen to me, world. Listen to me, whoever's out there. There's over 3,000 different kinds of religion in the world today. 3,000.
Lord,
that people have mustered themselves from the pits of hell. They come from hell. They got a school in hell. They teach them in hell. They come up out of the heart of their earth and start preaching this stuff and start interjecting it into the Mormonism, they injected into the Ku Klux Klan, they injected into the Unity Church, they injected into the Islam churches, they inject this in there like Allah is the savior of the world and Allah is nothing but a bald-headed demon. And it's got black folks all messed up, got some white folks all messed up, got the world messed up, and believe that God, just because you got a dark skin, that you're special. But I don't care what kind of skin that you have. Jesus Christ came to die for everybody. He didn't die for the black folks or the white folks or the Indians or the Chinese. He died for the whole world. The sins of the whole world were laid upon him. And no Mohammed then, oh, good God Almighty, don't get me wound up. Hey, man, I ain't seen nobody hang on the cross like Jesus Christ. Woo!
Amen.
I ain't seen nobody down in the grave like Jesus Christ. I ain't seen nobody heal anybody like Jesus Christ. I ain't seen nobody be born like Jesus Christ. I ain't seen nobody talk like Jesus Christ. I ain't seen nobody do any miracles like Jesus Christ. Now, why you want to go around and serve some God that don't have no eyeballs, don't have no ears, can't hear, can't walk, can't talk? Can't do nothing. Only thing he can do is stand there and look at you. Good God Almighty. And he tell me if you had to move him, you had to go get a crane to move a statue. But my God that sits on the throne. My God, I'm talking about the God of Isaac. I'm talking about the God of Jacob. I'm talking about the God of the Bible. I'm talking about the God of the prophets. I'm talking about the God that's the Father, the Lord, and Savior, Jesus Christ, that came all the way down through 42 generations and was born of a Virgin Mary. Good God Almighty, wrapped in swaddling clothes. He wasn't born in a palace. He wasn't born in no kind of big building. He was born with the animals, and the animals was the one that kept him warm. But my God, tell me, when he came down here, he came to his own people, and his own people received him not. But as many received him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. And this here one church, one world church. Another thing happened. Another thing happened in 1948. Three things happened that was dynamic in 1948. The birth of Israel, the birth of the World Council of Churches, the great whore that sets up in the book of Revelation, the 17th and 18th chapter, the world, and the European carbon market, the 10 toes was formed from 1948 to 1986. The 10 toes are here. Israel is in the home of their own nation. Good God. last generation. Why? Because everything has been setting up and God is sitting on the throne letting the devil do his little picnic. He got a circus going on down here. And guess what? Most of the world is going after the circus. They love giraffe. They love gorillas. They love all kind of little animals that's running around deceiving people. And that's what this year Paul's church is doing. Oh, yeah. It looks good. It looks good in the book of Revelation. This woman sitting on a scarlet beast, and she had a split skirt on. She had a bosom all out. She had all the lipstick on. She had the jewelry hanging. She had a golden cup in her hand. And inside the golden cup was filled with filthiness and abomination of the earth. And the filthiness and abomination of the earth is adultery, fornication, whoremonger, lying, cheating, backbiting, hypocriting, gambling. All these sins was in the cup. And the world today is drinking the cup of iniquity, and they're enjoying it. They're having fun. They're having parties. They're having sex parties. They'll have wife swapping. They have mamas with the fathers and the fathers with the mothers. They're having sex trafficking where they take 5 and 6 year old girls and they rape them, and they offer sacrifice to Moloch. They offer sacrifice.
Right.
They got, my God, if you were going to open up the White House and see some of those senators, see some of our presidents, see what they believe in, you will curl your head and run like hell.
Amen.
Because
that's right.
They're under the Illuminati's influence. They are not right. There are very few presidents who are right. Because let me tell you something, what they do. They go every year to a place called the Bohemian Grove in California. They got a 2,700-acre plot. They got an owl standing up in California, and they go off with sacrifices of little girls and little boys the burning of the cremation. And they believe the more babies and the more children they sacrifice, it opens a soul gate for the devil to come in, because the more you do for the devil, your soul gate opens up to become a possessed individual. Those people were possessed in the government.
Right.
Oh, yeah. They may talk smooth. They may look smooth. They may promise you all kind of things. That's why there's so much fussing and fighting in the government now, because all of them got their own way, and they want to try to get the world to a place where the world will have to depend upon them, and that is a mark of the beast. That's what it's going into. That's what kind of world we're living in. And let me tell you, when Jesus Christ came down here, he said, I'm going to go back to Jerusalem, and I'm going to send you some power of the Holy Ghost when I go back. And the power of the Holy Ghost, the world ain't got nothing to do with it. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. The Holy Ghost comes from heaven. Man, oh, days. The world councils of churches come from hell. Good God Almighty. The ten toes come from hell. The devil said, I'm going to form a one-world religion, a one-world government, a one-world religious system, a one-world economical system, and a one-world government in which I will have control of the money system. Yes, they're going to make more money. They're going to make it like it out of style, but it ain't going to do the world no good. It's worse and worse. People are going to try to survive under the dollar bill, but the dollar bill ain't worth nothing now. And the reason why it ain't worth nothing, because men are depending upon the dollar bill for their God. And God said, I'm going to show you who the God of heaven is. I'm going to show you that piece of paper ain't nothing but a piece of paper. I'm going to show you that I'm the Lord God of Israel. And let me tell you something. All this in the Garden of Eden. This is what Adam and Eve caused the world to fall into. My God. Fall down to the bottomless zero ground. And God, hallelujah, God reached down into the pit of mire and sin and degradation. Come down to a filthy, low-down, dirty, rotten world where the people were blind in every eye. People were crazy. And guess what? The world is still crazy. Done lost their mind. They're going to believe that God ain't going to do nothing. But this generation is going to see. They're going to see what God is like. Because God himself is saying, if it wasn't for my grace, if it wasn't for my love, and the love that I have for my people, the love that I have for mankind, I will let it go. But John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. I can't find no other so-called religion that states that scripture and say, I'm going to live by that scripture, because Christianity is different from other so-called religion. And I don't like to call, like I said, I don't like to call Christianity a religion. It's a relationship, buddy. It's a relationship with God Almighty through Jesus Christ. And this year, Illuminati, and this year, child trafficking.
Yes, come on, doctor.
Just about every president in the United States knows about this Luciferians.
Yes, come on.
President Barack Obama knows about the Illuminati. He is the so-called Illuminati secretly.
Right.
He does not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Oh, yes, I've seen him at a singing inspiration, and he was shouting, saying, kind of saying Amazing Grace, but that don't mean a hill of beans. He's covering up.
Amen.
The devil is covering up.
Yes.
The man is a little touch of sugar in his tank. Oh, man, y'all. Ooh. I mean, people just one eye can't see out the other. You got President Clinton. Amen. Clinton went to the Bohemian Grove. Almost President Eisenhower went to the Bohemian Grove. President Truman went to the Bohemian Grove. They know what the Bohemian Grove is all about. It's about Satan worshiping and what? Demoralizing the civilization of what? Demonic spirits. And
come
when you
on,
serve
doctor.
The devil, the devil will give you all kind of wisdom and knowledge on how and what he wants. If you offer a child, listen, if you offer a baby on the idol, on the altar to Satan, they take that baby's blood. Now, this is what they do. This is what the king of England and all those rich folks over in the foreign land in the United States, they would take a little baby and drink that baby's blood, and they will drink that baby's blood. Y'all gonna hear me. They take that baby and burn it after they get through with it. But they take that baby's blood and drink it because they believe vampires. Vampires drink blood because it makes them younger. And it's true. A baby's blood has some kind of ingredients in it that gives you a longer life and lets you stay young alone. Some of those Hollywood movie stars are in witchcraft. Beyonce,
yeah,
almost for picking up that drug, and they go on the stage and they do all kind of wicked stuff. And we see it on our TV and we think it's all right. But that's demonic, satanic worshiping. And then they use God after they get through and get rewarded. And God ain't got nothing to do with it. Y'all hear me
what I'm saying?
God ain't got nothing to do with it. Don't come telling me you raping and you offer sacrifice babies and you believe in child pornography and then you get an award, award. They pump you up and go, oh, and they get up there talking about, I thank God. No, God ain't got nothing to do with it.
You're trying
to mix what? You're trying to mix divinity and righteousness with wickedness. That's a kind of blaspheming the Holy Spirit, because our Holy Spirit has nothing to do with that kind of lifestyle. Don't come to me talking about it. It's a lie, and you a lie, and the devil's a lie. I'm going to tell you one thing. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you're not bowing down to him, and give your life to Jesus Christ, I'll guarantee you, you'll split hell wide open. Preachers. Preach it behind the pulpit. Quit trying to pity past folks. You're going to hell if you don't know Jesus Christ. If you haven't been sanctified, because let me tell you, no sin. I said no sin. No sin.
Come on.
Not if you cut a mustard seed in the four pot. No sin. I hear people say, no sin going into hell much as a mustard seed cut in four parts. Let me tell you, you can cut a mustard seed in four parts, and you still got still got some spots in there. But I'm telling you something. The only thing that can sanctify your soul and your spirit is the blood of Jesus Christ. And let me tell you, this here false church hates the true church.
That's right.
False church,
that's right.
It's going to be doomed. And that there's a that's lot right. of people call themselves in the church, and they don't like holiness. You know what they like? A lot of music, a lot of tongue talking, a lot of shouting, a lot of dancing, a lot of money stuff, a wife swapping. They believe in the you can have a girlfriend on the side, and one on this side, and you can go back to the back room and pump them young boys up and come out here on the pulpit and try to preach the gospel and say God is good. You're a mad wonder. And the truth
right.
is not in you. The devil said, look, I'm going to try to do what Jesus Christ did, and he can't do it, but he can do miracles. And guess what? This church, the main root is the Roman Catholic Church. The Roman Catholic Church and the word Catholic means, the word Catholic means universal, and it comes from Rome. And Rome was a pagan, mystic nation. And every nation that's up on this nation, up on this earth, is paganism. And paganism have tried to discredit Christianity and made it look like you can do what you want to do, say what you want to say, join together in one unity, and we're all going to hell. Well, you're a lie, and the devil is a lie.
That's right.
Because you call him a lie. Jesus Christ said no man can enter in because the gate is wide into destruction. And narrow into life. And many in that day will say, Lord, Lord. We got a lot of preachers can say Jesus, but they can't live the life that Jesus lived. And that's holiness. They can't live it in love. Because if you don't know Jesus Christ, you can't
Amen.
Live it. And can't, you, look, if you say you know God, and God is love, and you hate your brother, and you got a special person you want to talk to or you like, and you don't like that, you're a lie, and the truth ain't in you. Because God
Amen.
Loves everybody. And when the love of God comes into your soul, I know what I'm talking about. You can cut my head off, but I still talk. I talk with my head off the shoulder. Jesus Christ is the only way
That's
you can
right.
get to heaven. Don't you try to work your way. You can work your way until your fingers turn to a bone. You can work till you turn to a skeleton. You can work until you think, I deserve, because salvation is not a work. It's a faith. Because works only give you nothing. It don't redeem you.
Right.
Don't give you joy. The only thing can give you joy is Jesus Christ. And this your world church that the brother's talking about, you can find it in the book of Revelation under the name Pergamos. Pergamos. That's one of the seven churches of Asia Minor. And after a while, I'm going to give it to the
Amen.
Asia Minor. Pergamos, which means elevated. That's when what? That's when Constantine made a lie. He tried to make a lie out of the gospel. He took his men and ran them through the water. And said he's going to baptize them, amen, and they will become Christians. And he put a cross on all the men's shield and told them, we're going to make Christianity the state religion. And that was not intended to be, because when he said, I'm going to make it the state religion, he only made it the state religion, but he drew paganism in. That's where you get all your damnable doctrines from, paganism. Paganism
right.
use damnable doctrines. They use doctrines such as, hey, if you want to really get the joy out of the Lord, go on up to the temple of prostitution and then tell the ladies to strip themselves down, and we'll go have sex orgies in the temple.
Wow.
That's what Constantine was doing. That's what he was doing. And Balaam and Balak got caught. Balak got caught. Balak said, all right, you can't turn them out. I tell you what you do. Go call them Moabite women and tell them to come on down here. And I'm going to call the elders of what? Of Israel. The elders. I'm going to call all the elders to come on down, and we're going to have a party. And boy, they party. They drunk. They drugs ain't nothing new. They took drugs. They
right.
Women. men with men until God said, uh-oh, I'm going to my anger. And God was so angry that he told the elders of Israel to gather up every man that was partaking in that kind of lifestyle and bring them out in the sun and hang them upside down and let the sun bake them because I'm angry. You're committing spiritual fornication and physical fornication. And that's what some of the church folks are doing today. They're committing spiritual fornication and spiritual fornication. And let me tell you, folk, church folks are dying. Y'all don't know that, but church folks are dying. You notice I say church folks.
Yeah.
People who are the hypocrites, shame in the name of Christ, embarrassing Christ. If Jesus Christ loves you now, oh, he loves you. But there's a time when grace is going to be shut down. And when that Pergamos, when Pergamos got through, he said, I'm going to remove the candlesticks because the light that I did give you, you didn't obey it. And that's what we're living in now. The churches that had the light removed, they're gone. Because anytime you go to a regular church today, they ain't talking about nothing. They having too many programs. They got too many anniversaries. They got, oh, my God, they got their hats and their shoes and their dresses and, oh, they just dressed to kill. Oh, man, I'm going to heaven because I look like this. I can't go to hell. Well, I don't care how cute you are. I don't care how beautiful you are. I don't care how handsome you are. I don't care how financially well you are. I don't care how much education you got. If you don't come to Jesus Christ and humble yourself and repent of your sins, whoo, hell is waiting for you. Hell is waiting for you. Don't go. Don't go. Listen to what the brother's saying. Listen to what the word of God saying. Don't go. Don't go joining nothing. Amen. If you want to get the salvation, stay at home. Read with your children. Read with your husband. And y'all have a church in your own home, because if you go out to some of these churches, man, you're gonna be poked fun at. That you're gonna be talked about. You're going to be criticized. You're going to be rejected. If you don't look like them, talk like them, and act like them, we don't want you. Only thing we want you, just give your dues and come to our little parties and stuff like that, and that's all we want. But let me tell you something. The Bible says, flee from among them, come out from among them, and be ye separated, says the Lord of hosts. So what we are, we're in the land of generation. This is a generation. A fact. This is a fact. This thing, Brother Zard, I've been preaching this just like this for 77 years. Lord. And I ain't told nobody wrong because I'm coming from the word of God. This is what's going on. We're in the last generation. Jesus Christ is coming soon. He's going to rapture the church. And we're going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And then the seven-year tribulation will be on the verge. And already the Antichrist is here. The Jews are getting ready to rebuild the temple. They got the two heifers. They got all the high priests to go back into the Old Testament sacrifices. And this is not effective now, because when Christ died, he rented the veiled temple rent from top to bottom. And now we go straight to the throne of grace, which is the cross of Jesus Christ. So there's only one true church, and there's one false church. Which church are you in?
That's right.
And that church, are you saved? Because that's the only way. That's the only way. You can't join it. You can't link up with it. You got to be born again. Not two again, just born again, not again.
Amen.
And again. Born once of the water and of the spirit. And so you can escape the wrath to come. The UFOs are authentic. They are real. There is going to be an invasion from the first and second heaven pretty soon. And the Roman Catholic Church has been in contact with the alien beings, and they have been here on this earth. People have seen them. And I'm going to be a witness. I've seen them. I seen two or three in my lifetime. So I know my eyes. Dude, I got 20/20 vision. I ain't never had trouble with my eyesight. Amen. And I seen these fly down.
I seen these things disappear so fast. I said, where did it go? I've seen them in the daytime, and I seen them at night. I seen by my lifetime about four or five of them. And I said, Lord, something goes. And I remember this, and I'm going to give it over to the brother. I remember when I was about three or four years old. 1947. I was in a place called Danville, Virginia. I was 3 years old. And my dad got caught in a coal mine cave in one time. And when they got caught in a cave mine one time, he got out. Thank God for that. But in 1947, about in my little town, hey, man, we seen a UFO. We seen a flying saucer. Oh, I was three or four years old. I know what you say flying saucer. It didn't take me long to say flying saucer. What's that? Hey, man, they said little green men got out. I said, oh, Lord, invasion. And from 1947 to 2021, I've been seeing movies, TV, documentaries on these UFOs.
Right.
So I'm telling you, church. I'm telling you, preachers. I'm telling you, deacons. I'm telling you, choir members. I'm telling you, secretary, doorkeeper, janitor. Get right with God. And if you get right with God, guess what? Somebody can come in and know what the word of God is talking about. Jesus Christ,
right.
Lord, to the glory of God. Brother, go ahead with it.
Amen. Doc, you're doing great. Awesome word. Amen. Amen. This is the truth that we're speaking to you, amen. We want you to receive salvation, amen. We don't want no soul to be lost, amen. And, you know, it's our job to wake up the church because Christ gave this message to John to write to the seven churches. And this has been now over 2,000 years that the ministers, the true believers of God, the true men of God have been warning people in the church, and some will listen. Most will not. Amen. That's just a fact. Amen. Two out of the seven churches.
Yes.
Some will listen. Most
yes.
will not. Amen. It's a sad yes. thing. Less than 30% of the people in church. That means 100% of the people that's on this planet that claim to be of the church of God. Less than 30% of them will go home when that trumpet sound. The rest that's been playing. Been ignoring God, thinking this is a joke, thinking this is a plaything, they will be here. And Lord
yeah.
have mercy. Man, I can't stress enough how you do not, people are complaining now. The gentleman
now.
I spoke to today, he was talking about how it's just like it's just getting worse. It's just the world ain't the same. People just going crazy. Everybody want to shoot somebody. Everybody want to kill somebody. And that's true. That's all people want to do. People got guns. They just want to just kill people. They have action. They allow everybody. He was saying that, yeah, people who have felonies shouldn't have guns, but there are some people out here that don't have felonies that shouldn't have guns either, and that's true. But you got the world is just going crazy and bizarre, but, man, they don't know what's about to hit this planet.
Ooh,
and they think they're going crazy. But, Lord, I tell people all the time, how can you fight against the spirit? You can't. Amen. That's why the Bible said when those men are stung for 5 months, they're going to wish death. They're going to seek death and can't find it. Death is going to flee from them. Lord have mercy. But for the people who's playing games and feel like that they can handle the tribulation, you go right ahead. Amen. Because we're going to be in heaven looking down at you. You go right ahead. Amen. Because I don't want nothing to do with being here. Then the tribulation, you got false prophets out here talking about the church is going to go through the tribulation. We're going to get into some more scripture. And we've been proving to you that the church won't be here. And now, if you're saying you're going to be here, you're right. You will be here. If you're saying that you're going to be here, when it all kick off, you will be here. Not I. Not the saints of God. Not the brother. Amen. No, the brother not going to be here. I'm not going to be here. Amen. But I want to read this scripture, which is 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. And I want to read verse 14 to you. It says, and no marvel. In other words, it don't surprise the saints, the true believers. For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Simply meaning, amen, that he will act like he is good. Says what he did to Eve. He came to Eve. you know, he portrayed himself either he was something good, but he wasn't. That's how Lucifer does. And if you go and read the book of Enoch, it says the same mm-hmm. thing, how he would call out to Adam, and he would try to make himself seem like an angel. And Adam was like almost deceived by, read the book of Enoch, it's in the book of Enoch, how Lucifer kept yeah. trying to trick Enoch by trying to disguise himself as an angel. He was trying yeah. his best to do away with Adam and Eve. He wanted to destroy man. He wanted to deceive. He was doing everything that he could. Amen. But I said that to say this. This is the front that your world governments are putting on. Your presidents, yeah. your government system, your churches, people in your church, they're doing the same thing like the brother said. But behind closed doors, these folks have sold their souls to Satan.
Yeah.
And they're on television. They're before thousands, tens of thousands of people, not only in the church, but also on the TV screens, on the social media, just lying
yeah.
to people. Know that they are from the pits of hell. Know that when the doors are closed, that they're doing things that they should not be doing that is not godly. But they want to have you to believe that they are children of God. And they are not the children of God. Amen. I want to share some more scriptures for you. Amen. I want to share with you. Watch this. The church is not going to be here. Watch what it says. I'm going to start in Isaiah, the 13th chapter, verse 9. Watch what it says. Behold, the day of the Lord coming.
Woo!
Cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger.
Woo.
Now, explain to me, why would us, as the children of God, his saints, be on the earth while this is going on? Why do
Come
we
on.
Need to be here when the worst time ever to be ever. On this earth will be within that 7-year tribulation? The saints of God, the true church, us, the true believers that love God and keep his commandment, we will not be on the planet. We won't be here. Some folks believe we're going to be in the earth. We're going to be over here. We're going to be high. We're going to be in the mountains. We are not going to be here at all. We will be, Paul said, we will be caught up in the twinkling of an eye. He's going to gather us together. The trumpet's going to blow, and the dead in Christ is going to rise up out of the grave, and we're going to go and be with him forevermore. Now watch this.
Amen.
Again, Isaiah, the 13th chapter, verse 9.
Yes, sir.
It says, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. Oh, my gosh.
Lord.
And he shall destroy. Watch this. The sinners thereof out of it. It didn't say the saints are going to destroy.
No.
It didn't say nothing about the children of Israel. Oh, go ahead, doctor.
Mm-hmm. You're good.
Amen. And it says, watch this. Now watch verse 10. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. See, that's like the book of Job.
Lord.
Amen. Now watch this. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. Lord, have mercy. Man, there's going to be some things that's going to happen that's going to be mind-blowing. And watch what he says. And I will punish the world for the evil. That don't sound like the saints. That don't sound like the children of God. That don't sound like me. That don't sound like Elder Bazaar. That don't sound like the saints that believe him and praise him. That don't sound like he's going to punish us. He said, I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquities. Notice that the saints and the sinners are not the same. There are two different people. Amen. So let's not get that confused. He said, he's going to punish the wicked for their iniquity, and I will cause the arrogancy, oh, my gosh, there we go, the proud, to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. All these folks that are doing the evil stuff behind the scenes. We told you about sex trafficking, drug trafficking, doctors that are lying and killing people. Yes, I did say doctors that are killing people, because that's happening too. People in government, these attorneys, these police officers, these politicians. Oh, man, you can name them all. You best believe that all these people that you thought that's gotten away with it, they ain't going to get away with it. God's going to stop all this wickedness on this planet. Every dirty, low-down, evil thing that's happening behind closed doors, like the brother said, taking advantage of little girls, taking advantage of little boys, even raping women. They got folks stored up in places that you don't even know, kidnapping people, murdering people, torturing people. You name it, whatever that they are doing in this planet in the darkness that we don't know about, God's going to cause all of that haughtiness of the terrible. He's going to lay it low. He's going to cause it to what? See, all these arrogant people who are rich and wealthy that snub the nose, ain't no God. There ain't no such thing as no God. What makes you want to believe there's a God? All that's going to stop. All that smart talk, all these folks that claim there's no God, the atheists, all these false religion. All of that's going to stop. And don't think the ones that's passed on that has escaped. That's what hell is for. They ain't escaped. They in hell right now suffering. All these folks that have done evil and have gotten away with it on this earth, all you could best believe, they are being tormented in hell right now. Amen.
Right
now. Such thing. A lot of folks love to try to put everybody in heaven. Let me set the record straight. If you don't confess with your mouth, and believe in your heart, like the Bible says, if you ain't confessed God, you can try to put your mama, your daddy, your grandma, your grandpa, your brother, your sister, your children, whoever you trying to put in heaven. If they didn't serve God, they ain't in heaven. Newsflash, they right now in hell. That's just the truth. They are in hell. And then, like the Bible says over in Luke, the man said, Father Abraham, I got five brothers. And the Father.
Yeah.
Let me go back to hell. He wants to come back from hell. Go over to Luke and read it. It's Luke's the 16th chapter. He wants to go back and warn them. Whatever you do, like the doctor said, go to Timbuktu, go to New York, go to Paris, France, go to Africa, amen, go to Ghana. But whatever you do, don't go to hell. People have joked and complained about hell. People think this life is a joke. Do you know there are people that are dying, that are playing games of hell, losing their lives every day? And when they open their eyes, the Bible says, and in hell you shall lift up your eyes. They are in hell. They fall asleep in this life, and they wake up in hell. My God, they're being carried to hell, amen, by the death angel. And it ain't, trust me, I guarantee ain't nothing funny then. It's too late.
Ain't nothing funny.
And in constant pain. You ain't in the comfort of your home watching a football game. You ain't in your bed sleeping good. You ain't in your comfortable bed watching social media. You are in hell and constant torment. That is the truth. That's because a lot of these weak pastors now want to teach these soft messages and don't want to tell the church the truth. And that's why so many people are dying every day, losing their lives, going to hell, because Satan is deceiving this world with beauty and with things that look good and look attractive. He got you believe, I ain't no such thing as no heaven and hell. And once you leave here, that's it. Okay, you believe that if you want to. I guarantee you're going to get a rude way. Leave this world if you want to and don't believe that there's a God. See, the funny thing is that when something bad happens to people, they always begin to call on God. Let something bad happen to them. All of a sudden, now you believe in a higher power all of a sudden. Let something bad happen to you. All of a sudden, God comes up. Now, God has always been there. You just chose to be foolish and listen to the wrong people and not believe that that's a God. But you can play games all you want to. Let me finish reading these scriptures. Amen.
Go ahead,
let me get back to what it says. Amen. Watch this. Watch what the Bible says. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, in the day of his fierce anger. And it shall be as chaste and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn on his own people and flee everyone into his own land. In other words, it's every man for himself. Amen. You ever see people try to get out? That's like something happened where they talk about how people, how they have stampedes. People don't care. When people are trying to run and get away, and when this thing hit this earth, it's every man for himself. If you got a husband and a wife, they don't care about one another because they're going to be trying to escape what's going to hit this planet. That's the wrath of God. Amen. Man, let me tell you, this is something that's not to be played with. This is something not to be taken lightly. Let me go over to Isaiah, the second chapter, and read this verse. I want to share this with you. Isaiah, the second chapter. Amen. Let me go to verse 7. Let me start at verse 17. Watch this. Isaiah, the second chapter, verse 17. You know what this all reminds me of, Doctor? I'm telling you, this reminds me of Sodom and Gomorrah, how they were just sinning. Sodom and Gomorrah had gotten so wicked and so evil that God told Lot, if you could find five, he got all the way down. He went from 50 to five. Now, these are cities that had surrounding suburban town. He said, if you could just find a few, I don't need to find a lot of people, just find me a few. It got so wicked that they couldn't find nobody. Amen. That was saved.
Come on.
Nobody. But man, when the terror of fire and brimstone rained down from heaven, you can only imagine people was running. Amen. They would run every man for himself. They weren't concerned about the next man, their children, their wives. It's every man for himself. But see, this is the lifestyle that people have chosen. They've chosen to ignore God. They've chosen to mock God. And if you don't think that same punishment is not coming, oh, it's coming. And it's going to be worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. See, the first time was just a city and a few cities. This time is going to be this entire planet. And, man, you can't imagine billions of people dying. I'm talking about within a short period of time. You can't imagine people dying, being hollering, screaming. It's going to be hell on earth. It's going to be like they're down in here. They're going to be screaming, hollering, running. They ain't going to find no escape, no peace, nowhere. No, you ain't going to be able to hide nowhere in the bunker, nowhere down in the cellar. You ain't going to be able to hide in a bunker. You can't go nowhere and hide from what's coming to this planet. You can run all you want. They can holler all they want. But the Holy Spirit, he didn't step back. It's the wrath of God. It ain't going to be no mercy then. It's God's wrath. He's coming down. And all this stuff I've been doing, cursing God, like the doctor said, Pope been giving God the middle finger. Oh, okay. Man, let me tell you. And then after that, guess what? You're going straight to hell. Because if you don't repent, if you don't cry out to the God of heaven and change and repent, it's going to be too late. If you die,
too late.
And if the earth opens up and swallow you up, it's going to be too late. And it ain't going to be no second chance. This is an opportunity right now for the people that hear this message. Now, if you're saved and you got God, amen, spread the word. You are good to go. But for those of you that want to mock God, want to mock the man of God, and say, oh, that's a fairy tale. Man, I didn't hear it at all. Oh, it's a fairy tale. Oh, that sounds good. Oh, yes, it's something to scare kids. Oh, okay. All right, but I sit and tell you, boy, hell is a nightmare that you can't imagine. Can't nobody imagine hell. You can't even touch hell with a tip of a pen with the imagination of what's in hell. Man, hell is so gruesome, you can't even imagine it. But folks want to go there. Folks got the bash packed. They ready to go to hell. But watch this. Amen. Watch this. Watch what verse 7 says. I got to read this right here. Amen. It says verse 18. I believe that's where I was. Amen. Oh, I was up a little bit more. I'm going to read it. I'm about to be finished. It says verse 15 says, and upon. Amen. I'm just going to skip down. Amen. We're going to skip down to verse 19. We're just going to skip down. Well, verse 18. It says, and the idols he shall utterly abolish. All the idols that's on this earth. Everything that went against God, that was against God, whether it be man, anything that was idolized, God's going to destroy it all. And it says, and they shall go into the holes of the rocks. So watch this. Listen to this. And into the caves of the earth. My God. See, that's some serious running. When you run into anywhere that you can get and hide, it don't matter if it's under your bed. It don't matter if it's under a car, if it's in a hole in the ground, if it's in the rocks in the mountain. They're going to run like crazy. And into the caves of the earth for the fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake terribly the earth. My gosh. It said the whole earth. It didn't say to shake a city. Man, I've heard people talk about earthquakes ain't no joke. This here is talking about the entire earth is going to shake. The earth is going to shake so bad, they're going to think the earth is going to just fall in, just going to be sucked in. That's how bad the earth is going to shake. They're going to think it's not going to ever stop. Man, let me tell you something, boy. Our God is nothing to play with. Verse 20, it says, in that day a man should cast out his idols of silver, his idols of gold, which they made, each one for himself to worship, to the mold and to the back. Watch this. All your money, all your gold, all that you got that you think is worth something, you're going to get rid of it because it ain't going to be worth nothing. And you're going to hate it because, see, now God's wrath is coming down. All that you had that you was proud for, your house, your cars, your clothes, whatever you had that's of worth, you're going to cash it out. You don't want it now. See, the wrath of God is coming down. You don't want to see now. You want God, but see, it's too late.
Yeah.
See, you should have got God when we were preaching to you and telling you the word. And when the 144,000 be teaching and telling them, and then the two witnesses, you should have been listening. But see, they ain't gonna hear him. They ain't gonna listen. But it's gonna be too late. Now watch this. To go into the clefts of the rocks and into the tops of the ragged rocks. For fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake terribly the earth. Cease ye from man. In other words, stop trusting man. Cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils. For wherein he is to be what? Accounted of. Amen. Man can't help you. Amen.
No.
See,
no.
At this time, heaven is going to rejoice. The church, we're going to be in heaven. We're going to look down and say, uh-huh, see, didn't we tell you so? We're going to be rejoicing in heaven. But them that's going to be on earth, they're going to be crying. And some of them are going to be crying about the next person because that's just how they are. They don't care about one another. They're going to be crying because they didn't lost all that they didn't have, all the money, all the gold, all the prestige. Then they ain't got that stuff to hang on to. The good, the name. You got folks that's so uppity. You got folks in the church that act like that. They think they better than somebody else, and they ain't better than nobody else.
Yeah.
Amen. All that's going to be gone. All that haughtiness, all that nose in the air, all that conceitedness is gone. It's gone, doctor. That's it.
It's gone.
It's over with. Go ahead, doctor. Take it away.
Dead. Boy, I guess it sounds like to some people that we're preaching mean, we're preaching cruel, but we're preaching you the truth. We're trying to help you escape from what's coming on the planet. This planet, not Mars, not the moon. It's going to be this planet that's going to fall under judgment. And you say, well, how can God let the world fall under judgment? Well, there has to be somebody that pays for their sins. Somebody had to pay for the sins. And since Jesus Christ, when Jesus Christ came, he did what? He took. This is what he did. This is what Jesus Christ done, God's son, God himself. He took the wrath of God up on him on the cross. The wrath that was supposed to be on us, Christ took that wrath. They done something that has never been done to God's man. God has never went through anything before eternity could be spelled out. God was. And since God is the eternal one, he knew that if man fall, he knew man was going to fall. He knew man was going to be betrayed. He knew Satan was going to do this. And if God didn't have a substitute to take the wrath of man's sin, all and everybody would go to hell. Why
Amen.
Is it that God is going to let the world be punished? Well, God did something that nobody else could do, and that was he took the wrath of God up on the cross, and they nailed him. They hung him. They beat him beyond recognition. In other words, you couldn't identify the Jesus that was born, wrapped in swaddling clothes in the manger. You couldn't identify him after they got through with him on the cross. You would say, no, this ain't that little baby that was born. No, that can't be him. Look what they done done. Look what sin done done. Whose sin? My sin. Good God Almighty. My sin, your sins. Sins
Amen.
Of the world. Sin kills. Sins destroy.
This
sin
is
mutilate. Sin drive you crazy. Sin is destructible in every aspect of what it does. And Jesus Christ, God's Son, God himself, let himself be nailed and whipped 39 times. They cut his back open, and his back looked like hamburgers. His feet was nailed to timber. His hands was nailed and hung. And they hung him so high that the angel, and this is the spirit, they hung him so high that heaven, God Almighty, had to move back because the angels couldn't look upon what they had done. And the angels could not understand why the creator, the maker, the designer, the sovereignty of God let himself be slain, killed, nailed, taken off the cross, put in a borrowed grave, went down into hell. Only man ever in history, God man, went down in hell and preached a three-day revival. A lot of people say, what you talking about? I'm talking about when he went down there, he revived all of the Old Testament saints. He took that sin that they had committed, that at that time before the resurrection, the animal's blood covered the sin. The animal's blood could not take sin away. Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. It was a covering until the ultimate sacrifice came. When the ultimate sacrifice came, Jesus Christ, good God Almighty, I said Jesus Christ was the ultimate sacrifice. And he didn't cover sin. He took sin away. He destroyed sin. He caused sin to be dissipated by what? His blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So every man, every boy, every girl that knows the accountability of knowing who Jesus Christ is, God took their sin. He took the wrath of God for them. That's what Jesus done. He did it for me. Now, if a person is born, he's going to be responsible for his sin at the age of accountability. Why? Because Christ took our sin to make a way for us to be saved. S-A-D-E-D.
Amen.
S-A-D-E-D. Period. And the way to be saved is this. You got to admit that you are sinning. You got to admit that you're lost. You got to admit that you're unclean. You got to admit
that
you're dirty. You got to admit that you are totally a sinner. And you got to repent. Repent means to turn. What? 180 degrees.
That's right.
Not 360 degrees. 180 degrees and turn. Good God Almighty. Turn from sin. Because sin destroys you. You got to hate sin. You got to hate what you're doing. You got to realize you
right.
have sinned against a holy God. God ain't going to, if you go to hell, God ain't going to put you in hell. No. God just ain't going to drop folks in hell. No, he ain't going to do that. You drop yourself in there. Why? Because you refuse to take the divine sacrifice. And I like to see People say, I don't believe Jesus Christ died for me. I'd like to see you let somebody take you on a rugged hill, at least get 3 railroad spikes and a big hammer, and get you a thing called a scorpions in that day, in the Romans' day, with glass and metal in it. Let them take you down there to the pinnacle post, strip your back down, and whip you and strike you 39 times. I mean, with all their hatred and all the hatred that sin was thrown up in, and let them cut your back open until they can see your muscles, until the blood oozing out. And let them flat a crown of thorn on your head. Come on now. You talking about it cost Jesus' life, the Son of God's life, because you can't kill God, but they killed Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he took all the beating, my lying, my whoremongering, my backbiting, my hypocrite, all that. He took every bit of it, because if he wouldn't have taken it, I would have to go to hell myself.
That's right.
Or I would have to find another way that I could escape hell. And since I was a sinful creature, good God, that's why the Bible said, all have sinned. Come on, preachers. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All the baseball players, football players, all the movie stars, all the kings and princes, all the nations of the world have sinned against our holy God.
Yes.
And God
sent right.
his only son to take the sins of the whole world and nailed him to the cross. They hung him, brother. Brother, 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 brother. They hung that man. They hung him and they cut him. They cut his wrist and took that nail and drove it between the two bones of his wrist. Some say they did. He did his hand, but his hand wouldn't be able to hold him up there. So the only strong part that you have is between your wrist and your hand. They took a nail and drove it through his wrist. And you wouldn't hear the ring of the hammer until about the 3rd ring. And they tell me when they hit that metal, that ring of that hammer struck hell. And when hell, every ring that they hit, they tell me hell shook. Hell shook. The devil trembled. The demons got up in the corner and started, oh, what's going on? What's going on? I'm having a living this now because I know what the devil hates. He hates that crucifixion. He hates that resurrection. And they start quivering. They start having a nervous breakdown. The devil had a nervous breakdown and said, no. Oh, I know I got to kill him, but I don't want to kill him. If I kill him, I know I might have an idea what's going to happen. And what he thought was going to happen, it happened. He went down into hell, took the keys of death and hell from Satan. He had no power over death. He had no power over hell. He had no power over nothing. He is toothless. God pulled every tooth out of Satan's mouth. He's going around gumming people. He's gumming people with lying, cheating, backbiters, and he's gumming them to death. But when Jesus Christ went down there, he took all his teeth. And he's roaring like a lion, but the only thing he do is gum you to death. And he's doing the job at gumming you to death. He's being gummed to death every day. Why? Because they're taking the penalty for their own sins. Because they want
That's
to
right.
see Christ. And what I'm trying to tell you, whoever listened to me out there, I want to let you know that God loves you. I love you. Brother Tim loves you. I love
right.
you to the bottom of my heart. And I hope you are listening. I hope you are taking this in. We are not browbeating nobody. We're not beating people up with the word of God. We're just telling you now, sin, they'll beat you up. We don't have to beat you up. Sin will beat you up. You
That's
keep
right.
on living in sin, it'll beat you up. It'll beat you to your grave. Young folks are dying like flies. They've been beat up by the devil. Church folks are being beat up by the devil because they pretending to have something. But if you got Jesus Christ in your life, the devil has no victory over you. And what we want you to recognize that we are definitely, absolutely, George E. Bazard and Brother Tim Jackson say, through the word of God and through the scripture, we are in the last generation.
Yes, that's right. Yes, sir.
Ain't nothing after this. Amen. After they get
tearing the government up and the government collapse after the church is raptured up, it
yes.
is all over. When the church is caught up to meet the Lord in the air, Brother Bazard won't be here. Amen. Brother Tim won't be here. I hope my relatives and a lot of other people won't be here because
Amen.
The kingdom of the Spirit, as I said and he said and the scripture said and Jesus said, it's going to be nothing like it. It's going to be so bad. It's going to be so destructive.
Right. Amen.
The only way you can survive is through faith in Jesus Christ. You've got
That's right.
to refuse. If you're left here, you've got to refuse the mark of the beast if you live that long. If you refuse the mark of the beast, you must put your trust in Jesus Christ and him alone. You must believe
right.
that he actually died for you. You must turn from your wickedness, and you must ask him to come into your life because the Holy Spirit still going to be in operation after the rapture of the church. And God is even giving you an opportunity, if you miss the rapture, for you to hear the gospel through the Jewish people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Jewish people be preaching 144,000 world evangelists, and they will circulate the earth. They will circle the earth. They will be on TV. They will be on internet. They will be on Instagram. They will be on YouTube. And you will be able to hear the Jews preach the gospel and the loving mercy of God, giving you an opportunity to escape the damnations of hell. The first
yeah.
three in one have you will be a light tribulation. But the
yes.
second part will be where hell is let loose. Hell will be let loose from underneath the earth, and demons and devils and demigods and wicked spirits will hover this earth, and the Antichrist will do a miracle that will deceive majority of the world, and that is a fake circus resurrection. He will incarnate himself in the Antichrist. The Antichrist will be killed, literally shot through the head. The deadly wound will be healed in the 13th chapter of Revelation. And when the deadly wound is healed, he will be resurrected after 3 days dead. He will do a similar resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the world, you hear what I said? The world will believe that this man is actually God Almighty. And
that's right.
where the beast and the Antichrist and the false prophet will set up the uncompromising, unique system that's the mark of the beast. 666 means incomplete. So if you receive the mark, that means that you're incomplete. And incomplete means that you are lost. And you have received the mark of the beast in believing that the Antichrist is God Almighty. Now, when you receive
Amen.
This thing, when you receive this mark, once you get it in your body, you cannot get rid of it. You have been doomed by your own faith because you reject the crucifixion. Oh, my God. You have rejected the nail-scarred hands. You have rejected the nail-scarred feet. You have rejected his death and his resurrection and said, Lord, I believe that this is my Christ. So the one that you accept, that's the one where you got to spend eternity with. Oh, hallelujah. You don't want to go to hell. No, man. Hey, Mr. Pimp, you don't want to go to hell. Sister Prostitution, you don't want to go to hell. Lesbianism, you don't want to go to hell. Turn from your sins. Incest in the family, y'all don't want to go to hell. The gamblers, the liars, the cheat, the backbiter, y'all do not want to go to hell, because if you say you want to go to hell, most likely you'll end up in hell. And when you
That's
get
right.
there, when you get there, you can't blame me. I'm telling you right now, you can't blame Brother Tim, because we are not asking for no kind of money. We don't want money. We want you to turn from your wicked ways.
That's right.
Says, well, I ain't wicked. Yes, you are. You're wicked. You know why you're wicked? You're wicked because you won't believe. You won't accept. And the worst sin that you can do is reject a free ride to heaven. Huh? A free ride to heaven. Don't have to pay nothing. Only thing you got
Amen.
To do is tell them, I'm a low-down sinner. Come on in my life. I rebuke
the
devil in my life because that's what he's doing. He's working me. And you know what he's telling me? He said, don't be listening to them old crazy preachers, man. They ain't going to trust things. They ain't reading from no Bible. You got a Bible, that same one I got, King James Version. Amen. If you got the same Bible, Genesis to Revelation, it isn't that. You need to read it. You need to read it for yourself because everything we say in the Word of God is in there. We ain't taking nothing out and we ain't adding nothing. We ain't going to sugarcoat you to make you feel good. I'd rather for you to feel bad right now and conviction than you to feel good, die, and go to hell.
That's right.
But I don't want you to do that. Brother Tim don't want you to do that. We're not on here for no celebrity signing cards and getting an award. I'm not going to put my name to be written in neon lights and me coming out with a white suit, getting in a Cadillac, going to my jet. I don't want that crap. I want your soul. Don't miss heaven.
Come
miss
on,
the football doctor. Game. Miss the picture show. Miss your marriage. Miss it. You can miss that. But don't miss heaven. Because after heaven is nothing but hell.
Amen.
And God don't want you to go to hell. He went to hell for you. He went to hell for me. And if Jesus Christ went to hell for me, hallelujah, praise God. I'm going to accept
Amen.
You, brother. I'm going. And if I could get saved again, because I can't get saved but once, if I could get saved again, I'd say, yeah, save me again. Because I'm not going to hell.
Amen.
Jesus Christ paid the price. Amen.
Yes, he did.
He paid the price for you out there. If you got a friend somewhere, if you got a person in prison somewhere, amen, he needs prayer. Amen. We'll pray for him. Amen. If you got a friend, bring him on over to your house. Sit down at the computer or internet or your radio and say, listen to these preachers, man. These preachers, somebody I ain't never heard. I've been going to church for 30, 40, 50, 60. I've been going to church for 99 years. You know, I ain't heard nothing like that. You know why? Because the preachers are not preaching it.
That's right.
But God had to take me out to church and put me on the radio and put me on internet for me to preach the gospel. Because behind the pulpit, I can't preach like this. And that's a shame. That's a shame. That's a sin.
That's
shame.
Right.
I'm not going to be held accountable for you telling you a bunch of lies and a bunch
that's
of
right.
hearsay and make myself feel good that I done something. Because if the Spirit of God don't convict you and the Word of God don't convict you, I ain't done nothing. And it's all in the Word of God. If there's somebody out there that needs to know Jesus Christ, now is the time, brother. Now is the time. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed of Jesus Christ. He said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father. If you deny me, I'll deny you before my Father. And let me tell you, I've been to court before. I've been to court by 5 or 6 times. Amen. I didn't know what the outcome was going to be. But I tell you one thing. When I get to heaven, I got to go to court.
You got to go to court.
But
right.
I'm going to the first court. The first court is at the rapture of the church. The second court is after the millennium. There's going to be a lot of people go to the great white throne. That's the court where the wicked will be judged. I'm going to the court where the righteous will be judged. Not for salvation. I'm going to be judged for the works and my behavior and my lifestyle. And my witnessing and my faith and my hope in Jesus Christ. I'm going to be judged for my
works. Right.
If you in the last resurrection, buddy, you got a problem. Don't wait. Don't wait to find out, see if you're gonna go. Come on and go with us. Come
Amen.
And go with us. And the easiest way you can go is bow your knees right now
your sin sick needs. I don't care what how pretty the girl is or how pretty your boyfriend is. If y'all listening to it, I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying what God is telling me to say. Don't go to hell. Amen. And the only way you can come home is don't try to take your own wrath and your own judgment and be happy because you can't do it. Jesus did it for me. Ain't got something. I can go to bed tonight. Brother Tim can go to bed tonight.
Amen.
And if I don't make it through tonight and the Lord call me home or the rapture come, guess what? I ain't worried one bit about where I'm going.
Amen.
Christ done paid the price.
That's right.
And when they put the prices right on, they say, come on down. Good God Almighty. They call your name out. They say, come on down. Now, you think I'm going to stand up in the out and say, well, I'm scared to go down there. Jesus Christ told the woman, come on down. Come on down off your high horse and kneel at the foot of the cross. And guess what? Your reward is eternal life. You get to live forever and ever and ever and ever and more ever. Pick up ever. Amen. And ever and ever and ever. And you get tired of saying forever because forever will never end. Woo! And there won't be no more war, no more killing, no more child pornography, no more raping, no more police.
Amen.
No more. Come on.
Amen. Come on. That's right. Come on.
For you. They ain't got a dime to offer you. And I'm going to give it to the brother, and he's going to break down that salvation plan. Amen. The Bible says, it's appointed once for men to die, and after death, going to be the judgment. So after you die, you're going to the judgment, one or the other. You're going to the Bema seat, or you're going to the great white throne. I want to see you there. I might not ever meet you on earth, but I would like to see you there. And you can say, hey, oh, man, your work's going to be revealed in heaven. They say, you know something? Wasn't you the man? Wasn't y'all one of those preachers that was preaching to me down there on earth? Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, my name. Oh, my God, thank you for it, brother. I thank you so much for it. You told the truth. I was hurt. I felt bad. But let me tell you, you opened up my eyes to the word of God.
That's right.
That's something, brother. Because your works are going to follow you. Brother Jackson, open
yes,
that altar
sir.
Up. Let my fellow
Amen.
Brothers out there, my sisters, know what Jesus is. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We want everyone to be saved. Amen. We love everyone. Amen. We know that it's a tough word. Amen. But somebody's got to preach it. Somebody's got to tell you the truth.
Somebody's got to
the word. Amen. That we have enough motivational speakers. We have enough pastors that are sugarcoating the word and just telling you stuff just to make you feel good. We have enough pastors out there, ministers out there preaching about wealth ministry. And even you got some that preach health ministry, which is okay. Amen. But you got to have balance. Amen. We give you the fire and brimstone. Amen. You ain't very many fire and brimstone preachers out there going to speak about end times, about revelation and about the wrath of God, because it's real, it's true. You got to know the truth. The reality is when you die, when you close your eyes on this side, you will go somewhere. It's not over. The only people that's resting are the soul that is sleeping is the saints. They're the only one that God gives rest to, because we have served God. We love God. We believe in him. He loves us. He loves everybody. Amen. But we have salvation. And he said he would give the saints rest. But those who mock God, who basically curse God and blaspheme the Holy Spirit, blaspheme God, blaspheme Christ, and those that hate God, there is no rest for them. When they pass away and leave this world, hell is their home. Amen. And after that, after hell, amen, he's going to call them souls out. Hell's going to open up and release those souls at the very end. After the 1,000-year millennial reign, those souls are going to be called up into the air, into heaven, where earth and heaven will flee, and they will just be out there in space, amen, wherever God's going to have them, and they're going to be before the great white throne judgment. Lord,
yes,
have mercy. Lord. And John said the books were open, open in Revelation, the 20th chapter. Go over there and read it.
Yes,
John said,
yes,
the
sir.
Books were open. And John said it. He said, I saw all men, small and great, rich and poor, stand before the great white throne judgment. I'm here to tell you right now, you do not want to be at the great white throne judgment. That's why we are the children of God, the saints. You don't want to be at the great white throne judgment. If you're going to be at the great white throne judgment, that means that you're going to be, ultimately, your name is not written in the book of life, and you're going to be cast into the lake of fire. Amen. So if you want to avoid all of that, if you don't want nothing to do with that, you say, man, I don't want nothing to do with that. Let me show you what most don't share with you. The plan of salvation. This is how God is going to say. People are so concerned about money. And it's okay to have money. Don't get me wrong. It's okay to live good and to have good things. And money is okay. We got to have money to live. But amen. But don't get wrapped up so much in the money to where you just love it. Amen. Watch what Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, Yahshua, and shalt believe in thine heart that God, Yahweh, hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's it. That's all you got to do. Now watch what it says in verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. God made it so simple. Christ has already did the hard part. The brother explained to you what Christ went through to redeem man's souls back to us. Amen. Satan is hunting souls too. He's after souls too. But guess what? God said, I got a way out. You don't have to sell your soul. Your life may be challenging. You may have to work. It may not be easy, but salvation is yours. Amen. And what you're going to receive after this life, oh, my gosh, man, you're going to say it was worth it. Every bit of what you went through, you're going to say, man, it was worth it. Amen. Salvation forever. Go ahead, doctor, and close it out. We'll be back. Wednesday night, be the Lord's will. Go ahead, doctor, tell them.
Okay. All right. The only thing you got to do, my friends out there, and I know my time is gone, because we got about 30 seconds, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of your sins, be sorry for your sins, turn from your ways, your wicked ways, your backward ways, and ask Jesus Christ to come on, walk on in, tell the Holy Spirit to come on in. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that he actually died 2,000 years ago, got up out the grave, and he's coming back again to get a church. In a moment of a twinkling of an eye. Be ready when he comes. In Jesus' name I pray.